A Chinese survey vessel, which has taunted Vietnam for months in a tense standoff in the hotly contested South China Sea, has finally left Hanoi's special economic zone. The bitter dispute has prevented Vietnam from exploiting the oil-rich sea and has resulted in China sinking two fishing boats in the area since March. Experts say while the Chinese vessel might have departed, the withdrawal doesn't mean the conflict is over. Southeast Asia correspondent Catherine Diss reports.
Earlier this year, a Chinese vessel rammed and sunk a Vietnamese fishing boat. The crew were left scrambling for safety. A few months later, Filipino fishers suffered the same fate, sparking anti-Chinese protests in the capital, Manila. Then, in early July, Beijing infuriated Hanoi by sending a vessel into its oil-rich waters to search for resources. After months of gathering data, China appears to have got what it came for and has now withdrawn. Vessel Haiyang Dijer 8 started its scientific survey in Chinese-controlled waters of the South China Sea in early July, Huan Chunying, China's foreign ministry spokeswoman, said. As far as we understand, the work has been completed. China claims it has rights to most of the hotly contested sea, but under international rules, China's been searching in waters claimed as Vietnam's special economic zone. Beck Strouting from La Trobe University says this isn't just about oil and gas.
I think the real tactic here is about intimidation. It's about trying to prevent Vietnam and its partners from being able to access or exploit these resources without its say-so.
That intimidation has been both obvious and subtle, from sending in survey vessels to routine transits of Beijing's military might in the sea. An image capturing a Chinese ballistic missile submarine cruising past a tiny Vietnamese fishing boat in the disputed waterway certainly caught the eye of analysts.
This image is a pretty stark reminder to Australia and Australians of what the strategic contest is really about.
That's Rory Medcalf from the Australian National University's Security College. He says the image, which has been circulating on social media, is China flaunting its nuclear firepower to the world. James Goldrick, a retired Rear Admiral of the Australian Navy, agrees, but says the image shows a routine transit, not a vessel poised for conflict.
Ballistic missile submarines, they're all about, when they're operational, being covert, not knowing where they are.
Routine transit or not, the fact tensions have been rising in the sea is indisputable. The withdrawal of China's survey vessel has left the region questioning if it will be back or what Beijing plans to do with the information it has gathered. This is Catherine Diss in Bangkok, reporting for Saturday AM.